Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Junior Walker and the All-Stars bringing us back. A shotgun. Here it comes. There it is. How could you not move to that song? Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ballard. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Ballard's our great friend, longtime 15-year member, coming up on 16-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of all the books that you should care about. What's the Rush is still one of my favorites. Little Wave, Old Swell is a great book. All the, I don't know, how many well-done books have you done, you and you, the other authors done, Jim?
Three of them.
Three? Yeah. And who knows?
The Whale Done, The Whale Done Parenting, and The Whale Done School.
Yeah, that you this is all about the orcas, folks, all about how what we can learn from the orcas. And Jim has done a great job of pulling those together with other authors, including our good friend and his very close friend, Ken Blanchard. Jim, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website?
Jim, I don't have a website right now. So
just go to Amazon to find your books, huh?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so find them there. Hey, Jim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how you're helping us understand how to break a bad habit and maybe get a good one started. You've got four strategies for changing a habit that you don't want, for example. First thing we talked about in the previous segment was how to insert a new routine by doing it 21 days in a row or getting rid of an old one by doing that. And also, you like the idea of rewarding yourself frequently. So making yourself, you know, pat yourself on the back if you make some accomplishments, right?
So there's two right there.
Yeah,
now, the third one is keep good company. You know, I always quote Paramahansa Yogananda. He's my teacher, and he said, good company is one of the best medicines. If you have a tendency to drink, mix with people who do not. If you're suffering from ill health, be with people who have positive minds who don't think about sickness. If you have the consciousness of failure, associate with those who have the consciousness of success. Then you'll begin to change. So the power of good company is such a good suggestion. Just start hanging out with people that are like the way that you want to be.
Well, you know, Jim, surely everybody listening right now is thinking about what their mother told them when they were 8 or 9 or 10 years old, right? Your mother did this, and when she said, "You know, Jim, you are the company you keep. You will become
the
company."
True. You know,
Or how about this one, Jim? If you lie down with dogs, you wake up with fleas. How about that?
That's it. You got them.
What else? You got? That's mom wisdom, isn't it?
Yeah, and the fourth one. So the third one is let's go back. One is insert a new routine. Another one is reward yourself. A third one now is keep good company, and
yep.
The fourth one is commit to a higher goal. So the folks at Alcoholics Anonymous say, if you want to change your life, don't fool around. Commit to some larger global belief, you know? And Stephen Covey, who I know you know about,
yep.
author of The
yep.
Seven Habits of Highly
Effective
People.
Was a friend of ours, the late Stephen Covey.
Yeah. He said that the word proactive means more than merely taking initiative. It means that as human beings, we're responsible for our own lives. Our behavior is a function of our decisions, not our conditions.
Mm-hmm.
We can subordinate our feelings to values. We have the initiative and responsibility to make things happen. So I like Thoreau, too. I know of no more encouraging fact than the unquestionable ability of man to elevate his life by conscious effort. That's the thing that sets us apart,
right.
Jim, you know?
Right.
We're not victims of our habits. We're not victims.
Well, that's where being self-aware, being able to be introspective, being able to be disappointed in ourselves or proud of ourselves, seeing things that we realize are we can make judgments about. The thing about the one of the things I want to stick, make sure we talk about, Jim, here is this higher goal thing. To me, if you really want to feel good about yourself, the best way to feel good about yourself is to subordinate yourself to something that's more important than you. What do you think?
That's big. Yeah, that's it. Really, we're meant to live that way. We're not meant to live, you know, in little land.
Sort
of feeding our habits every day and, you know, going around through our routines. We're meant to kind of pop our heads up and look above the forest and look around and say, hey, you know, I've got a bigger thing to do here before I'm gone.
Right. Well, but also, how many times have we seen people who lived their whole life chasing success, and they didn't subordinate themselves to anything. Their own lives was the most important thing in their lives, and they got to be, you know, 60, 65, whatever, and all of a sudden they start looking for something. There was something missing in their life, and it was something that was greater than them, and they've missed it all those years.
So you have to get in touch with that early, right, Jim?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, Jim, it's been great having you here again, as always. Thank you for helping us change some habits and maybe create some good new ones. I hope you come back again real soon.
Well, Jim, I'll come back if you keep laughing.
He's still poking me, folks, from the very first part of this visit. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. It's always a lot of fun, always a lot of laughter when Jim Ballard joins us. I promise you, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.